Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh no, you know what? I'm going crackers and
hello,
I'm in.
Darling.
Oh my god, you're all in the same room. I feel intimidated.
Don't be silly. This is the fabulous Bruce Devlin.
Hello, and our producer Nathan.
Devlin. The fabulous Bruce is here, and the fabulous Nathan is our wonderful producer. And you know
me. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Right, hang on. For some reason, my volume is really low.
Can I interject? Why the dry crackers?
Listen, have you heard of the menopause?
Oh, bitch, please, yes, because I watch Lorraine. Nothing
listen,
is taboo.
There is nothing on this body that is not dry.
Oh, honey, not even a low-fat spread.
The only thing that went dry this January was my vagina. Oh. So there we go.
And is it an uncomfortable dryness? Because... Well, the way that I look at sex is that women have a primary mule and gay men have a secondary mule. And obviously with gay men, they need a little artificial juicing, if you catch my drift. But when the secondary mule is in its resting state and just has its natural juice flowing through, that isn't uncomfortable to gallop through John Lewis, if you see what I mean. Whereas I'm thinking of a very dry, and I'm thinking Rivita texture, primary mule, and you're unable to juice naturally. A, do you have to reach for something? I don't know. Happy Shopper margarine and give a wee scoot so you can get about Waitrose. Or is it uncomfortable? Are you chafing? And why is there no cheese on these crackers?
Look, in fairness, first of all, I haven't heard the word margarine in years.
Oh, it's having and a comeback. It's in the Andy Warhol diaries.
And I'm afraid it's slightly ignited something within me.
A fire! Deep down!
There we go. And so... It's difficult. It's a razor blade thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
A suicidal vag.
Look, I can remember years ago when I had the old hysterectomy or the spaying, as I like to call it.
Yes.
People would say to me, you know, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Are you guys recording this? This is
yes,
quite good.
Yes, we are. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're on it.
And I can remember saying to people, it's actually quite a good thing because I don't get periods anymore. I just rust. it's all good down there until, you know, anybody wants to have any kind of, what's the word?
Party.
Any kind of invitation.
Should we call it a gentleman's excuse me?
Oh, I think we could do.
I mean, are you open to ladies' excuse me's?
Oh, gentlemen.
Are you looking to get pumped?
Do you know what? As a menopausal woman, that I'd rather have hot needles stuck
really?
In my eyes right
really?
Now.
Well, see, I'm different. You see, I'm as horny as hell.
Wow. I almost had to wank her off in the car on the way here.
Bruce!
And believe me, it was a bare hand.
I I can only apologise, Emma. I forgot to warn you about Bruce.
No, this is marvellous. And you know what? The funny thing is that with part of what I do for a living is I have to kind of remove the stigma from this.
Yes.
And sometimes just the word vagina does it for people. But Bruce, margarine has done it for me.
Oh, my God.
And seriously, I think you're onto something.
Yes.
I mean...
See, the reason, I'll put this into context, right? So there was a couple of things. I was watching the Andy Warhol Diaries. Don't bother your arse, it's really fucking boring. And he was going on about having margarine on some kind of English muffin, which apparently aggravated his gallbladder. And I thought, well, how mind you, because you seem semi-racist and homophobic and you're a homosexual, but we'll move on. So then I was watching a thing on the, it was a TikTok, and it was Mary Berry and it was Judith Chalmers, and they were talking about boiling fowl. And it's a specific breed of chicken that you get to boil. And Mary was speaking in this very Downton cut glass accent. She was going, and now I'm going to make a sauce. And I'm going to make it from margarine. And I thought, margarine, margarine, whatever. And then I remember, because I'm Dundonian, and we ended up at a party at the basement. I don't know if I've told this story before. It's disgusting, by the way, so buckle in. Told this story before. I used to go around with a woman that looked like Divine called Bella Boobtube. And we called her the hair lip kid. There was once we were all on acid. She was mistaken for meatloaf. You can imagine. She was a big girl. And we were at Shabba Allen's flat, and Bella was fond of taking it up the secondary mule, and she put her fat, pudgy fingers into, and it was 25 pence at the time, it was a pot of Happy Shopper margarine and used it as lube. Oh, and I wonder why the BBC pass on me. We need realism.
One thing that I should bring into this would be, I mean, this whole conversation started with my dry cracker. The other problem I've got is with the menopause and hysterectomy and having two children is I have no control over my bladder, so I may have to leave the room.
Oh, no, he's sneezing a lottery.
It's a leather sofa.
Oh, thank God, it's wiped clean. I hope it's leather.
It's fairly old and worn.
Oh, honey,
like
as
me.
We all are.
There's going to be some sort of permeation, surely. I mean, this.
Oh, no.
But I am getting back to the fact that you've dried up like a cracker. I mean, because I haven't. That's not happened to me at all.
And are you juicing?
Oh,
quite
juicing quite naturally. Oh, it's all, but I haven't had a period for over 2 years, nearly three.
Why are you looking at me? Okay. I wasn't keeping a diary.
Well, I've got a theory on this because, you know, this whole menopausal thing and lack of libido, I think it's got fuck all to do with the menopause, quite frankly. It's marriage. It's simply marriage. You're not married, are you?
Not anymore, because I've left my husband.
I love that at the moment. But the current, there is no current, no. Mr. Sutherland.
No.
It's Sutherland's plural at the rate she's getting around the male population. She's been in phone boxes.
I have a current mister who is COVID positive at the moment, but he's going to die fairly soon because
not from COVID.
No, it's called COVID by proxy, where you piss your wife off to such a fucking extent that they kill you.
Yeah.
And it's called, I've spoken to a very sweet senior policeman about this. It is called mitigating circumstances, and I will only go down for manslaughter. But with all that said, I don't want to have sex with him anymore because familiarity breeds contempt. Yes. I mean, I don't look at him anymore and think, I just want to rip your trousers off because I've seen the man having a shit.
That's a turn on, apparently.
Well, coffee tables, fair dues.
Guess who don't sue? Unistubs. May she rest. But going back to you getting off with the murder, you can just shout, it's like a fucking steelworks down there. I'm being knifed. Yes. I'm knifed in the cunt daily. So I'm going to knife another cunt.
I can't be doing with it. No. I can't be doing. I mean, I've now started calling him cunty. He actually responds to that. Mind you, the animals do, and a couple of my kids do as well. But no, it's all, you know. I mean, the old what's his name, Billy Ocean. Love really hurts without you. I mean, they're missing a trick there, aren't they? For the old KY jelly and an advert background. But yeah, it's familiarity. You know, I've seen the man have a shit. I've seen him throw up. Yeah, and. You know, I'm bored, quite frankly. Yeah. So, yeah, I think, Idris, what do you reckon?
Well, we could get, we, He started early. I think he started about 11 or 12. He was in a relationship with a 19-year-old, and I remember seeing him being interviewed. And I thought, oh, it's the guy from the Sky adverts. I had no idea he was a celebrated actor. It was just, again, familiarity breeds contempt. So I had no idea of his oeuvre, etc., his award-winning skills. But yeah, he was driving and with a woman from about the age of 12.
Really?
So, yeah.
So I stand a fucking chance, don't I, age 54?
The funny thing was I watched Loose Women, because I am that type of lady, and June Brown was on, and they'd mentioned... Well, it was via the television. I mean, obviously, God rest her. Although I am very annoyed at her that she used to gas rabbits in jars and dissect them, but that's for another show. And
how you find your information, I have no idea, Bruce. Honestly,
I am busy fingering the ether constantly. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they'd said to June, do you still think about sex? And she went, no, I do not think about sex, thank you very much. And they went, when did you last think about sex? She went, 30 years ago. Next question. And I thought, good honour.
But maybe that does.
And I am inclined to agree with that. Although, yeah, Idris, Tom Hardy, you know, we've got an allowed list.
The hall pass.
Yes.
Oh, you're dirty. I mean, I like it.
Yeah, no, we've got an allowed list. And I've been slightly smart about this because I've done a range of people that actually live in the village. Whereas Ed's done people like Charlize Theron, totally unreachables. Whereas I've done, you know, as Peter Kay would say,
Stuart. Fred at number 46.
Exactly. And the Brazilian gardener that pops in every 6 months. But I just can't be. Sex, 54. You know, it's not a good look anymore. You know, there's a thing coming apparently to my hometown where we live. Which is naked dining.
Oh,
and I've said, I'm in for it. I reckon I could put Weight Watchers and Slimming World out of business in a fucking heartbeat. No one is going to eat anything with me sat there naked in front of them. Unless it's blancmange. To be fair.
See, what I'm naked immediately dining. Worried about is those who have stomers and are fond of soup.
Because
I do not want to see a bag filling up rapidly. If I want that, I can phone my mum.
I just thought I'm going to split my stitches and they've been in there for about...
Are you recently butchered, by the way? Have you just had this done?
No.
It
was a decade ago. I'm an old hand at being spayed, Mia. I'm drying up. I mean, seriously, I mean, I'm no longer a good wine. I'm just a fucking raisin. You know, I'm just wilting.
I wonder if it is an attitude of mine then, because you, like you say, you are married, but I am now recently single and full of the joys of spring, so I am. So, yeah.
And you're out a lot.
I'm out a lot.
I don't get out.
And in a lot.
I don't get out. I get out of my pyjamas now and again. Mm. But, I mean, you know, I'm sorry I look like this. I've had to tie my hair up.
Fabulous.
I had a rather disastrous dog walk this morning that ended up with me face down in the mud. I'd washed my hair and everything. It's all gone horribly
Is your dog
wrong.
Called Fletch?
How did you know that?
I just had a psychic moment.
Mm. Oh, do we have any more? Do you have premonitions?
Yes,
about
you will pump the gardener by Christmas. Lube up, love.
I knew it. And you're supplying the marge.
Absolutely. I'm going to Costco for paracetamol and margarine. And I'll get you a boiling fowl into the bargain.
I'm loving the boiling fowl.
Because
that can be
fabulous.
Interpreted in so many ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. She boiled its feet too.
Oh, God.
You see, I'm wondering, you know, having not been down there in a while.
Mm. If there's feet.
Boiling fowl actually is probably a very good description of mine.
Is it
the old hot flashes? And it's probably it's not been used in a while.
I was a way to say, well, particularly if you're having to make your own special margarine sauce. Can I ask you two questions? Is it foul and is it boiling hot?
Oh yes.
Yes. You know? Nasty.
Oh goodness.
Vesuvius.
It hasn't had an eruption in a long time.
Oh, honey, we all finish ourselves off in the dark anyway.
Listen, I haven't sneezed since Tuesday, so...
Lottery.
Mm-hmm. So fair dues, fair dues.
Now, Emma, you were saying you just face planted outside. That's a habit of yours, isn't it, falling over, darling?
Oh, it's getting beyond a joke now, actually, because, you know, with the old brittle bones, somebody said to me the other day, I don't quite know what's happened to the back of your coat, Emma. I've got this big sort of green dog walking coat. And I tried to help a friend of mine with a spaniel that was just too strong for her. She's 84 and this thing's like a bloody shire horse. So I said, let me take over. And within 30 seconds of me taking over, basically it had me going along like a sort of is it Langlaufen? Where basically you're just going along with your feet going through the mud, and then down I went, and wow. I was on my back in the mud. But yeah, you're right. I spend a shitload of my time on my ass or on my face. Where we live, there's a lot of mud. A lot of mud. Where I'm going to go on about this because it's really annoying me at the moment. I'm menopausal. There's a fucking lot of mud, and a lot of stray brambles. So if you try and avoid the mud and go through the field where there's grass, you get the stray brambles and you get the little sort of tree stumps that someone's very, very kindly chopped the tree down, but not the stump. So you trip over that.
Yes.
So yeah, I spend a vast majority of my time face down. And quite a lot of my Instagram reels are taken from a sort of a position that David Attenborough would normally be, you know, sort of lying on his front, whereas I'm having to be like that because I can't fucking get up.
No, I'm familiar with those stumps because where I take the dog, my dog, for a walk, there's a tiny little midget cross dresser that used to have a pizza shop that sold 1 meter pizzas, right? And he will come out the bushes splaying his cheeks because he's wearing, fishnets. And I always just say, look, no offence, no one's interested and you'll get arrested, just put that away. And I've seen him fall foul of many a small stump in the alfresco. So I understand your pain. Where do you live?
I can't breathe. Hold on. I'm very...
Have you just had a wee-wee-wee?
It's more than that.
Your snort's coming out to play.
I'm going to get it together in a minute. Just give me a second. Oh, dear Lord.
1 metre pizzas.
I can't get it out of my head.
But actually, going back to the theme, genuinely, I got one for my niece and nephew when they were and they were dry. They were dry like you. They were honking 24 hours in advance, hardly any cheese on them. Technically, it was your Rivita.
Fire comes.
You completely rendered our guest speechless.
I live in Sussex.
Oh. You seem ashamed. It's like you've not achieved anything in life. I'm in Sussex with a dry vag. Shit, this is rubbish. I hate my husband and my kids have butchered my lower portions. Oh, honey, no. Tell me you need a Waitrose.
And it's only fucking Wednesday.
On a hump day, and you can't be fagged.
It's all gone so horribly wrong, isn't it? Where's my life gone? I live in, like you say, you've summed me up. I mean, if ever I needed a bio, there we have it.
Lovely.
I'm a dried up old prune that lives in Sussex, whose body's falling to pieces. I mean, seriously, if a limb didn't just fall off in the next 10 minutes, I would not be surprised. And I mean, there is no uterus to fall out, but Jesus Christ, I may well lose my liver in a minute. That's probably on its way. It needs to leave this body for its own survival.
Oh, my God.
Well, can we talk about booze? Are you boozers?
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, I've shat so hard I've lost my spleen, honey. I mean, feel as though you're amongst friends.
We have a bit of a rep between us, don't
we? Yes, this is a safe space, particularly if you like industrial strength gin.
Oh.
Loving a bit of gin.
I have a rule with gin, mm-hmm. and that is that you must have more gin than tonic.
Of course.
Oh, yes, yeah, your
you
rule.
You cannot have.
Well, how can you taste it otherwise?
What's the point?
You'd be as well smashing the goblet straight into your vag and saying, take that.
Tell Bruce about the books that you've written, because I've read the first one, but not the second one yet. But you prefer the second one.
Okay. I wrote a book called Confessions of the Menopausal Mayhem Mother, which was essentially, it starts out with, God help me, how did I get pregnant? Because my first husband never laid a finger on me, and none of us can work out. I am the Immaculate Conception, although that didn't quite work because I had quite a lot of fun in my 20s.
Oh.
However, yeah, a little oversight there by God.
Straight tadpoles.
I think that may well have involved half a bottle of very good Tanqueray, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
From then having another one, and then him leaving, he rang me. It was a Thursday morning.
Sorry, can I interrupt? You just said having another one, another drink, and another child. You on which account?
Oh, probably both. I would imagine. Yeah, no, he left after the second child,
right?
But I possibly because of the 15th bottle of gin that morning.
Well, fair
it's difficult to say, but it was fairly early morning, and he went off to work, and he rang and said, I'm not coming back. And my instant response was, you know, M25 that bad, fuck, I hate that motorway. And he said, no, I'm never coming back. And it was sort of and I said, geez, that bad. I mean, what's the fuck? They've shut it. And he didn't ever come back. And so it was sort of a bit of a shock. But at the end of the day, you know, sort of 20 years on, we're all good. We're all fine. We're quite pleased to see the back of the fucker, to be honest. But so, yeah, the book starts like that. And then it's all the catastrophes that follow that actually could have been quite depressing, but were so bloody funny. Because I am a walking catastrophe. I need cones around me. I make Bridget Jones look like Mary Berry. And we're back to margarine again.
Margarine. Now,
do you like how I did that?
That's very clever. You've closed your own circle. And it's at an ambient temperature.
I've never heard the menopause so succinctly put, I've closed my own circle.
Sorry, can I just ask you, I want to reopen your circle, right? And I want us to take our comedic berries off for just a moment, right? Or as I like to call them, Mary Dangle, Dangleberry, but we'll move on. When you get a phone call like that, seriously, I would imagine that had you, you know, did your stomach drop? Did you scream? How long were you in bed for? Or did you just throw yourself into like organisational mode? What can I do? And also as well, what a shit thing to do via phone call. Mm. No, you know, no discussion, no lead up to it. And the thing is as well, I'm a bit of a catastrophe myself, and I don't know if you're getting a vibe. I can be a lot to deal with. But when people sign on with you, they know that. So that can't be an excuse, if you see what I mean, as far as I can see. So genuinely, and without scooting around like wet and wild on the pleather sofa with your own urine, how did you genuinely feel, seriously?
Okay, at the time, my blood changed temperature. That's the only way I can put it. At the time, I everything went cold. But I realized it was true very, very quickly. It was not a case of, and I did go a little bit mad. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the extent that because I don't know whether, Jojo, you do this sometimes when you can't be asked to do your hair, you put knickers on your head,
yeah,
just to do the old makeup. And I ended up literally, the kids were still asleep, and they were very young. The youngest was 4 months old, I think. So she was still in nappies. I actually ran around the garden. I didn't know what else to do. The garden was small, so I did look completely ridiculous, but I didn't know what else to do with myself. And yeah, it was pretty terrifying. And then, as only Emma, I literally jumped onto the phone to every single sane person I knew, which was one, and said, right, this has happened. And this particular person, it's amazing when somebody does something like that, uh-huh, to you, all your friends come out of the woodwork. Uh-huh. Never liked him anyway. Awful bloke. It's like, for fuck's sake, you were all fucking bridesmaids. You know, why does nobody say anything? Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so it was, and then it was very much action mode. We moved house. And down we came, and then the wheels came off, Literally. Are you all right there?
Is yeah, that sorry, the I was... No, I'm trying to get a glass of water. George is about as subtle as your vagina is dry. And there we go.
Subtle as a flying brick, as my father says. Yeah, so, you know, it was pretty shit. But I got this, this extreme honour of bringing up two little girls for 7 years on my own. Poor little fuckers. It's little wonder they've ended up as they have. But... It was hilarious. And then we met Ed, because I love my kids, because we got various pets. Uh-huh. We got rabbits, both of them which committed suicide. Not
Did they know Jim Brown? Maybe they weren't fans of EastEnders.
Seriously, they both killed them. They both, one broke its back deliberately. And then the other one...
Oh, my mum's tried that. Fallen off her wheel, honestly. She got short shrift. She got the rough end of my clit, let me tell you. I said, come on, tober up, focus.
So yeah, we got these rabbits, and then I started killing gerbils, random gerbils. And then we got a cat. My kids say to me, or they have done in the past, so when did we get so-and-so? When did we get Ed? And Ed's my second husband. Who's
like another pet.
Yeah, when did we get Ed? And I remember saying, I think you were about six when we got Ed. And so Ed came on the scene. But prior to that, there's some brilliant, I was the worst blind dater you could ever imagine, because I was a bit like you, Jojo. I was gagging for it at that point, because my ex-husband totally just did not find me attractive at all. Evidently, he had to drink lots and lots of gin to get me up the duff a couple of times. But so I was gagging for it, and I knew that the only way, if I was gonna, you know, when you're a single parent and you're under house arrest, if I was gonna meet anyone, they basically had to lose control of their car, drive across my front lawn and drive straight through the living room window and go, hello,
Deliveroo.
Yeah, I'm here. And so it wasn't gonna happen, basically. So I did a little bit of blind dating. And I'm sure I don't know whether you've read in the book about one of the blind dates that went horribly, horribly wrong, where I got fixed up with my friend's boss, who was a really serious, very sensible guy. Huge mistake on her part, totally her fault. And I tried to seduce him. And the worst part of this story is I took it really, really seriously. I invited him back into my house for coffee after a rather strange incident in the pub, which is too long to go into, but got him back into the house. And he sat on the sofa looking extremely uncomfortable. He was just terribly polite and didn't obviously want to turn me down, because I think I'd spent the entire evening telling him that how inadequate I felt. And so he felt he had to come in. But he then asked me if I had a cat, and I didn't at the time, but we had a neighbor who had a cat that used to come in through the window. Anyway, cut a long story short, Frank Skinner had done, I couldn't think of any conversation, but I was trying desperately to seduce this really hot man. And Frank Skinner had done a tantric sex farm thing. I don't know if you remember, where it's everything sort of, it's all suggestion and touchy-feely and finger-sucking and all that kind of thing.
I've seen that in Sex and the City. And then someone got jizzed in the eye, because it was it was quite a ferocious ejaculation. Because the woman, it was to caress the lingam massage. And then she went, "Will the ladies in the back please compose themselves?" And someone had just been eye-jizzed. I mean, for goodness sake.
I just... And that's salty shit, right? That's going to smart.
Absolutely. Or act as a topping for a cracker. But anyway, back to the story.
Oh, no, yes. No. So basically, yeah. So I just was chatting to him. And the next thing, this finger was presented. Oh! And I was like, a lamb to the bottle, let me tell you. And in it went, and I popped it in and sucked away. And all I could see was his mouth moving. And all I could see was him saying, "What the fuck are you doing?" as most people would do, as soon sort of, I would, you know, you'd normally just rip it out and go, I'm sorry, I've gone too far. Leave, please. And I'm so sorry. But no, not me. I kept the freaking thing in my mouth and proceeded to try and speak and said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "That was my fucking contact lens." And he'd been itching his eye because he was allergic to cats. Oh. And he was looking at his contact lens and I swallowed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then proceeded to very, very elegantly gag. But that meant well.
Optical. But there are others.
There were others.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I think we've just found who can write the screenplay for your books.
Oh my God.
Oh, I must come and stay for the weekend. Fabulous. I'll bring the gin.
Oh, seriously, come down to Sussex where we are dried up old prunes. We've got vadges with razor blades, but loads of gin. And actually, interesting, we've started growing grapes down here and in Sussex. We are now
sparkling
the vineyard capital of England.
Yep.
So I'm just going around doing wine tasting, pretending that I'm a blogger, sort of an influencer on the internet, and saying, I'm getting absolutely wankered.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So come down, join me. Let's do it. We could do it live. Yeah. We could do and
talk. You do these fabulous Instagram lives, don't you? You get hundreds of thousands of people watching you. It's madness.
Oh, it's insane. It's insane. Like, I don't even understand it. Why anyone would want to listen to me garble on about my dry vag?
Well, because it's very amusing. I want to get back to the gerbils, and I'll tell you for why. My Auntie Marion kept gerbils in boxes by an ornate fireplace, and they became cripples because they kept jumping up to get out the box. And then we have a branch of the family that lived in England, and my Auntie Alison was bitten by a rogue gerbil that came scuttling out the freezer that shouldn't have been in there. There was only the gerbil and bus tickets. It bit into her, and she had to batter the thing off whatever it was to get the thing, and it died. So I'm au fait with rodents.
Well, I've got, sadly got a bit of a reputation for killing them because people have asked me to look after them in the past for their kids. And, you know, we had one couple come back and say, you know, how was Jazzy's hamster and how was Jazzy's rabbit? Yeah, she was fine. How was Ollie's? Ollie's got a hamster?
Oh,
fuck. Ollie's hamster didn't make it. Someone sent a hamster up my trouser leg once and then put an elastic. That didn't make it. That could have been the razor blades. Nobody knows the end of that.
It could have just been the dry and hospitable atmosphere.
Yes, exactly. Nothing survives in Death Valley.
Just sonar.
But yeah, and there are, I've one of a friend of mine's hamster. In fairness to me, did just die. I mean, it did just die in its cage.
Well, they don't have a long time span, do they?
And I rang her while she was on holiday because I was mortified because this was hamster number four I'd killed, and I did say to her, look, I'm so sorry, Darcy's going to be so upset. And she's a fucker because she said to me, you've got to try and give it mouth to mouth. Now, I take things very literally.
Oh.
And I gave it a go. And this thing was stiff as a fucking board, and I'm getting off with it.
Oh, Christ.
I know.
We're not doing that at the wine tasting.
Do you really want to come down here? Seriously, do you want to risk it?
Oh, yeah, as long as there's cheese, I'm fine.
Cheese and margarine.
That's all
I
you
shall
need.
I shall be sliding all over the place.
Cream of
not
cheese
having
soup.
To use my legs. I'll be like one of those huge spider things whizzing around on my van.
Or you'll be like Louis, what was his name, Lautrec from the Moulin Rouge, and you can just jig out on your beef curtains. We'll just, actually, what we'll do is
that's it'll, a be, horrible
it'll be like the toboggan run. We'll get resin like you would a violin bow and give you a good scoot as you go over a parquet floor.
Well, I know what this episode's going to be called.
I think it should be called The Life and Loves of a Lost Clit.
I think we've got... I think we should call this episode Menopause and Margarine.
Yes. And we don't... The thing is, you've got to be very careful with stuff like that.
Yes. Splinters.
Well, I mean, all manner of things could happen to me. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm not a stable individual.
I'm but getting and I'm enjoying it, I have to say.
But you know, with all these sort of lubes and stuff, I mean, there was a government thing came out that somebody said you should make them actually taste of alcohol, you know, things like gin and wine. But the government put a typical Tories, you know, put a bit of a, so they said they were worried about 24-hour minge drinking.
Oh, yeah, but that's the same up here with Nicola, because she hates alcohol, so she'd hate anyone gnawing at anyone's rosebud, enjoying a good single malt and a blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's too much.
But no, listen, I have to ask a question, because I feel this is the only forum that I could ask this question. Are either of you au fait with the expression tromboning?
Yes. Now, what is
Why
that
Why doesn't
again?
That surprise me? I have no idea.
It's not a testicular thing, is it?
No,
it's not.
You're close.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking.
Is it felching?
I'm going to slip down the perineum. No. Is it? It's to do with rimming, isn't it? Is it?
No.
Suking.
You just got to look at.
Oh right, of tromboning like that. Oh okay.
So he's at the back, giving it loads with his tongue.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then giving it a bit at the front.
Well, the same person.
Yes.
I'm more into French horning.
Oh.
There's something for everyone there. Or glockenspieling. Show me your beater, you filthy bitch.
You know what? I think we could come up with an entire fucking orchestra if we try.
Yeah,
oh,
100%.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing like a good plucking from the violin.
Well, I said that I did that very old Jenny Eclair joke. There was just a voluntary cough in the dark in a comedy club, and I said, was it a person, was it an elderly woman banging her flaps together? We'll never know. Because she used to say she had a labia like spaniel's ears. Oh. Which brings us round to dogs again. You see, we've reopened the circle, we've closed the circle.
And talking of which, he's at the back door now.
Oh, he'll want in.
Hang on, let me just go and get him in.
He's quick sticks.
Come on, you twat. Him and the cat have been making out in the living room.
Oh.
It all started out
is
really
that how
nice.
You get crossbreeding?
What were they doing? Cymbaling.
There was a lot of heavy petting. It was quite a beautiful thing, because it was sort of a marriage over the space of about 30 seconds, because it started off with some heavy petting, with kissing, and the dog was nibbling the cat, and then the cat slapped the dog as hard as she could around the face, and then started biting him, and then it turned into a full-on scrap.
Oof.
And then it ended up with some more biting again. Mm. So there we go. I mean, it was sort of the full circle of marriage in my
romance. Months.
Absolutely. And they're not bringing back neighbours, which is a shame. So this has been... I really could, and I genuinely mean this, I could talk to you all day. I will probably
move in
when I come down and stay. This is...
Please. And will you screenwrite my books? Because,
yes.
You know what? Between us, I daren't say the name of the company, but the biggest filmmaking company in the world...
B&M Home Stores.
Blockbusters, all right? But yeah, the book landed on this woman's desk. She's the global acquisitions director, and she just happened to read it on a flight to Madrid, and apparently wet herself a couple of times.
Oh.
and phoned, and well, she emailed me, actually. I say she phoned me. I've never spoken to her. Far too unimportant. But she emailed me and said, would I be interested in making it into a feature film? Mm-hmm. Took me a couple of days to pick myself up off the floor. Mm-hmm. Out of surprise, the first 30 seconds, and then the rest of the time was just because I'm 54. But... yeah, she wanted to talk to me about getting it done, made into a big billet. But I tell you what, the hoops they want you to jump through. And I, you know, when you start, because I've basically produced a turd. That's my book. My book is funny. It's about real life. Every story is unique. It's actually happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I've told you one of them, which is the whole what's contact lens tantric. But essentially, the book is a turd. It's rough and ready, and it's come out of my arse.
And it's solid.
It's solid, but I don't want it polishing. I don't want it.
You don't want
done.
To smooth the edges off your turd. It will be seen.
I want my turd to come out and be a turd. So I want it turded, really. And there we have a new verb.
Well, listen, I will help you mark the pan with this turd. There will be stains on the porcelain that bleach can't get rid of.
I honestly think we were onto something here.
Darling, if filth is to your taste, let me give you a feast.
Listen, I've just advertised my books, Confessions of the Menopausal Mayhem Mother and Mad Dogs and a Menopausal English Woman, as turds. So I am not the best marketeer in the world, let's be honest. But if you do know of anyone that would like to write the screenplay for these things, let me tell you, they are diamonds in the rough, turds in the toilet.
Well, I have both copies at home. I'll give them to you.
There you go. Wee wee's in the wind.
Wee wee's in the wind. Margarine in the somewhere else.
Muff.
I think this is what we should call the screenplay is boiling fowl.
Boiling
Working
fowl.
Working title, boiling fowl.
I'm telling you, it'll sell.
It will.
She wandered in with stained clots. We asked why. There was margarine all over them.
Listen, I've made a decision. This man is writing my screenplay.
Totes, I'm in for it. Yeah, I'm totally
in for
it.
You know what? What a challenge. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Fabulous.
Love it.
Yes. It's been so nice to meet you, genuinely.
Lovely.
Oh, man, thank you for cheering me up. Because I've got COVID all over this freaking house. Everybody's got COVID, even the animals.
Oh, and they're interloping. They're having a trombone, a rim, and a bit of a wink at high speed.
Really quickly, felching.
I think we'll move on. It's a no from me. I sometimes think these people do it for rudeness's sake.
I think leave them wanting more.
Absolutely. A fist in need is a fist indeed.
And on that note,
we're getting looks from the producers, so we have to go. Because you're not allowed fun in 90s Britain. Boo!
It has been a joy.
Oh, you too, Joel.
Seriously.
I'm there.
You're coming down.
I'll get your contact details. I'll phone you tonight, actually, when I'm best.
I love it. Here's some margarine.
Oh, margarine. Mary Dangle.
Thank you so much, Emma. We'll speak to you
love
soon,
you
darling.
Guys.
Love you.
Get an extinguisher. Lots of foam down there. Bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
Oh, toodles.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.